Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, no, we can't do that, man. No.
Live updates on the presidential impeachment, which could be heating up next week. We have Mike Lillis here, senior reporter with The Hill, to bring us up to speed. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Jason and Gary. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, you know, there was a lot of there was supposed to be some closed door testimony, John Bolton, Mick Mulvaney, but there were some no-shows, huh?
Yeah, a bunch of no-shows this week, and that was not expected. You know, the most senior folks, the cabinet officials, and some of those who are closer to Trump have not been showing up, so that was no surprise. Rick Perry at the Energy Department, John Bolton, Mick Mulvaney, they've been asked, but nobody ever expected them to show. So no surprises there, and the Democrats are not going to pursue them in the courts. A very different tactic than the Judiciary Committee had used during the Mueller report investigation. So the clock is ticking for them, and they're not going to wait around. They're just going to use the no-shows as more evidence of congressional obstruction, and that might become another article of impeachment. So that's not going to slow the process down at all.
This has been like lather, rinse, repeat, right? They keep inviting people, and people keep not showing up.
Well, actually, a lot of people have shown up, and that was sort of a surprise because the White House tried to lock this thing down. They tried to say no one in the administration is going to cooperate. And what we saw instead was the Democrats would issue these kind of friendly subpoenas. And a lot of these State Department officials, Pentagon officials, did in fact show up and were singing like birds behind closed doors. So there is a lot of testimony there. 16 witnesses have already testified. And some of those are coming back next week for the open door phase. So, a lot of information here, and the Democrats think that they've already got enough evidence to charge forward with this thing.
What have been some of the revelations that have come out of the testimony so far?
Well, you know, what you're seeing, this all, of course, started because a government whistleblower had heard that the call with President Trump and the Ukrainian President Zelensky threatened national security because Trump was making political asking for political favors. He wanted the foreign leader to find dirt on a political rival to help his 2020 election campaign. That's the center of it. That's why Pelosi launched the impeachment inquiry to begin with. And what you're hearing is a lot of these State Department officials are backing up that allegation. And so it's quite damning for the president when you have all these career diplomats, some of them in Washington, some of them in Kiev, coming in and testifying and saying, yes, we had those very concerns. You know, Rudy Giuliani, who's not an employee of the government, is Trump's personal lawyer, but he was acting sort of as this shadow diplomacy channel and was pressing all these foreign dignitaries to launch these politically motivated investigations. And of course, that led to the ouster of the U.S. diplomat in Ukraine at the time, Marie Yovanovitch, who was removed in May. She has also testified, and she will testify publicly next week. So, she obviously has a grudge here, but others are supporting her. And so it's kind of this distinction between the career officials who've been around for 30 years under different administrations of different parties, and then some of the more political players, the political appointees, the Rudy Giulianis and the Gordon Sondland, who's the EU ambassador, who has no diplomatic experience and is kind of a Trump loyalist. Mm-hmm. So, you're hearing these conflicting arguments, but it does break down between the career guys and the political appointees.
Mike, Rudy Giuliani doesn't seem to have done the president any favors there. But, you know, a lot of people are having trouble since the president released the transcript of the call. They're having trouble understanding, why do we need to hear from others or the whistleblower himself if it's all right there to see? Is it the context that we're getting? Is it new information that maybe Hillary Clinton was another target? What are the Democrats trying to get out of these interviews?
Well, the transcript of the call is not actually a transcript. It's a rough, it's not a verbatim transcript. And there are some ellipses in there which raise questions about whether it's even the full transcript at all. And so we've had a number of these witnesses who are actually on the call, and what the Democrats are trying to learn those details, kind of fill in the blanks. What was said actually versus what the White House released. And one of the witnesses in particular who was on the call said that there actually was some of the language was changed, and there were mentions of Burisma, the energy company that Hunter Biden had worked for, which did not show up in the transcript. So there are kind of, little details like that have emerged. And those are the types of things that the investigators are trying to figure out, not relying on, just one document that the White House could have doctored.
Well, tee us up for next week. We're getting ready to get into some heavy public hearings that start next week. What is there we should expect? What do we need to be watching?
That's right. Kind of buckle up. For 6 weeks, this thing has, been behind closed doors. There have been selective leaks, but we didn't really know what was going on back there. A lot of obscure figures, obscure names that nobody has ever heard of. And, next week, this thing goes, made for TV moment, right? It's everybody's going to be watching this thing. And so there are three public hearings already scheduled. One with Bill Taylor, who is the current diplomat, the top ambassador in Ukraine. One with George Kent, who was who's the number three at the at state, and then Marie Yovanovitch, who was the ousted former ambassador to Ukraine. All of them have testified quite damningly against the president and said that this was all politically motivated, that there was in fact a quid pro quo, and they say it's all evidence that the Democrats are saying that that's evidence that Trump abused his office by pressing this foreign leader to find dirt on a political opponent. Now the Republicans have quite a different story to say. They say this is all a political attack to harm Trump ahead of 2020, and that the president was just trying to fight corruption in general, so the taxpayer dollars were not wasted. And of course, the military aid in question was released and the investigations by the Ukrainians were never launched. So, of course, there was no quid pro quo. That's what you're going to hear from the Republicans over and over again. Still a lot of question marks there. The hearings are going to be conducted by the House Intelligence Committee. That's chaired by Devin Nunes, California Republican. I'm sorry, he's the senior Republican on the committee. But there's questions about whether the GOP is going to place new members on the Intelligence Committee just for the sake of asking these questions. Jim Jordan is one name that keeps floating around. Mark Meadows is another one. These are staunch Trump allies, Freedom Caucus guys, and they've been very vocal throughout this entire thing. So that's one thing to look forward to look ahead to. Are those guys going to be on this committee and going to be allowed to ask questions? And then, the one question that we've been asking is, how long is this public phase going to go? We know what's going to happen next week, but how many more witnesses will testify? Are there going to be some who come who have not appeared in the past? The three that I just mentioned have already testified behind closed doors. And then, when are the Democrats going to draft articles of impeachment? That's the next phase after these public hearings. And then, of course, it shifts back to the Judiciary Committee and Gerald Nadler, who will be charged with writing those articles. What are they going to involve? Is it just going to be abuse of power? Is it just going to be obstruction of Congress? These are all the questions that we have.
And Nadler's back in the picture again. And, the Democrats want to wrap this up by Christmas. Is that doable?
Oh, I think it's certainly doable in the House. Now, what Mitch McConnell does in the Senate is another question. He could do it as fast or as slow as he wants to do it. But certainly Nancy Pelosi and the House Democrats don't want to wrap this thing too far into 2020. And so, you know, they're certainly, you know, they've been charging ahead. They have not been wasting time. Like I said, they're not going to go to the courts like Nadler did. So they can certainly wrap it up and pass articles off the House floor by Christmas, and then what McConnell does in the Senate is another wide open question.
So many moving parts, and it'll be real. I think people are going to start tuning in next week as this becomes more public for us to watch. Like you said, appreciate the background and the latest. Mike Lillis, senior reporter at The Hill, on the latest on the impeachment. News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.